welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent with the Print, and today we will be discussing why Gujarat Congress working president Hardik Patel quit the Congress. Now, in a scathing letter to Congress's interim president Sonia Gandhi on Wednesday, Patidar leader, 28-year-old Hardik Patel, said that he is resigning from all party posts and primary membership of the Congress party. This comes after Patel, over the past few weeks, had been vocal about being neglected by the party and allegedly not being involved in its decision-making process. Sources in the Congress say that a part of this stiff with the Congress was with the possible induction of another Patel to the party, influential leader of the Kodal Dham Trust, Naresh Patel. Hardik Patel had joined the Congress in 2019, having emerged from the Patidar movement which he led. The Patidars, an influential caste group in Gujarat, form about 11-12% of the population as per some reports. In a matter of 3 years, Patel was made working president of the party. However, over the last few weeks, he had registered his dissent with the fact that his opinion was not sought in decision-making, even going on to allege that Rahul Gandhi did not have time to meet him. The fact that lack of attention from the high command was one of Patel's main reasons for quitting was evident from his resignation letter. He said in the letter, and I quote, "There also seems to be no seriousness within the central leadership of the party with regard to any issue. Whenever I met the leadership, it seemed like more than the people of Gujarat and the issues of the party, their focus was on their mobile phones and other things," unquote. In another part of the letter, in an apparent reference to Rahul Gandhi, he says that when the party is in trouble, its leaders are abroad. In another portion, and this has to be the most scathing, Hardik mocks the party, saying that while he was doing padyatras, which were 500 to 600 kilometers long, senior leaders of the state unit were busy ensuring that leaders who have come from Delhi get their chicken sandwiches on time. He then goes on to say that this attitude of the party led him to believe that the party hates the people of Gujarat. He also said that the Congress's politics in the state and across the country has been restricted only to opposing the BJP and the central government. This last bit may offer an indication on Patel's next move. Hence, since his public dissent against the Congress, there has been speculation on whether he will go to the BJP fold or strengthen the Aam Aadmi Party, which is making its foray into the state. With the state election scheduled for the end of the year, the young leader's political path will be interesting to watch. That's all I have for you today, but we will be watching the developments in Gujarat very, very closely and bringing you all the latest. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.